I worked for Jan Fabre as a dramaturge and mainly production manager. But my main interest was writing, dramaturgy, and he had his magazine. He just started Janus, which was one of the first really interdisciplinary magazines, the end of the 90s, with famous collaborators like Hans-Ulrich Obrist, with Bob Wilson, you saw. The whole idea was that writers collaborate with visual artists, with photographers, with architects, with performers, with also with scientists. This was new because mainly art magazines only, or either you have literary magazines who focus on writing and books and writers, or you have art magazines who only focus on art. So also with science and philosophy. And every article was a mixture of at least two personalities from two different domains. And very well edited, and with lots of very good photography and new collaborations. So people who would collaborate for the first time. The Roman god Janus has two heads, and he looks at two sides, and he focuses on things from different angles, like a prism. So this is very, very interesting. If you have one topic and it's a scientist who detects it, it's a completely different way than an artist. And somewhere in between, these two worlds could meet, because now they are very separated worlds. The whole idea of meeting is very important. And actually, in the days of the surrealists, it was very common that philosophers, writers, and artists met, and that they make work together, and in some way or another it got lost. And now it has become very common that, for instance, a visual artist is also a musician or does performances, but the whole period it was not common at all.
Okay.
And I think that Jan Fabre wanted to found this magazine because he's in his very practice, he is an example of working in an interdisciplinary way. He's mainly a visual artist and a theater maker, does choreographies, writes, does scenery, etc. Scenography, I mean. And also filming. And I think that's why he wanted to create this kind of magazine.
We did the radio together, the Utopia Station.
Utopia, and we did one year later in 2004, we made two fantastic exhibitions, one in Rome with Serentia, and one with Axel Verwoerd in Antwerp, on the topic of sound and vision. Sound and light, which are materialized by visual artists.
Okay.
And also with musicians, sound art, etc. We had some very good Italian artists like Alberto Garrutti, Federico Fusi, I think.
Bruno Esposito,
John Kermeling, the Dutch artist, Massimo Bartolini. Yeah, they were all in it. It was fantastic collaboration. Utopia Station with Obrist, and then we made an extra distribution of like 10,000 copies on the Venice Biennial.
What
would be now? Now, after I worked for Jan, so I worked for 8 years for Jan, I founded my own arts organization, multidisciplinary in Ostend, where I come from. And now I work with 7 people, and I'm going to merge with another organization in Bruges, and we will be a bigger organization of about 20 people, and we do performance, theater. In music, we do mainly jazz. I organize exhibitions, and we also have a residency platform for visual artists and for theater artists, and I also program literature.
You do a lot of things.
Yeah, so the spirit lives on.